to do good in this world. It's not easy. We all know that it's not easy. The world in many ways is dark. But the truth is that there is huge light that is coming out from the darkness. I meet amazing people around me. And all of them they have such an amazing, amazing will. They have such a strong and powerful desire to know Hashem and to feel Hashem. But it's not easy. The reason that it's not easy is because that the power of imagination is working very hard on us. When we're trying to learn a little bit, it's the month of Adar, we're preparing ourselves to Chag Purim, to the holy day of Purim. If you would check reality, the condition of Am Yisrael was so bad, like they were in the hands of that evil person, Aman HaRasha. He had so much power in his hands, like it was wild. And we're anyway so broken and so weak and so confused. And from every direction that you were just going to check and try to see solutions and salvations and miracles, nothing. And all of the rabbis in that generation, everyone are saying, yeah, you must go to that Suda. And like the people of truth, they couldn't handle that. They saw, wow, the rabbis now are going and they're also afraid and they're trying to make that king and his evil advisor to like them. So we need their, like when the public, when the people of truth, they see that their leaders are also following the lie and they're also afraid, so then for sure that they're losing all of their power. So when all of Am Yisrael saw that the rabbis and all of the important people are going to Suda, Shel Oto Rasha, to the meal of that evil person, and everyone are eating from the silverware that came from Beit HaMikdash, stolen from Beit HaMikdash, and been so disgraced and humiliated, they felt like, that's it, we must blend, we must mix, we must join the nations, we don't have no chance to go back to our days, our glory, and to our greatness, to our importance, to our beauty. And they give up on the will. And then suddenly that person, Mordechai, is standing, and it's written on Mordechai that he was a Jew, and the Gemara is explaining Mordechai Yehudi, calls him a Jew, he was a Jew, and why we're calling him a Jew. There were many Jews over there, why he was Mordechai Yehudi. So the Gemara is saying over there that a person that takes upon himself not to worship idols, just that, he's not worshiping idols, so that's it, it's enough. He's already in the zone of Kedusha, in the zone of purity. He's already in a very good place. What are you doing? I'm not worshipping idols. That's it. No, but are you keeping Shabbat? We're not talking about my Shabbatot. It's a different discussion. We'll talk about it in a different day. Okay, but you eat kosher, Chalav Yisrael. What are you doing with Chalav Yisrael? It's another issue. First of all, I'm a Jew. What does it mean that you're a Jew? That you believe in one God. That you're following Hashem. That you go after Hashem, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol mo'odecha. You just sacrifice yourself to that simple faith. What does Hashem want from me? That's the purpose of Purim. And this is why the Megillah is called Megillah. Megillah, it means that it's revealing. It's like the word Megala. It opens your eyes. It reveals something to you. What it reveals? Esther. Megillat Esther. Esther, it's the fact that Hashem is hiding His face from you. That's what the Megillah, that scroll, is coming to teach you. That Hashem is hiding His face from you, it means now that Hashem is with you. You're going to say, oh, so it's so dark if Hashem is hiding His face. When I know that it's my Father that closed my eyes, I know that my Father is very close to me. No one can touch my eyes if it's not Hashem. When I know that it's Hashem, that the King of all kings, He is blocking the light, okay, so now I'm ready. I can sit in darkness, I won't be afraid. Because it's not the darkness that is darkening my life, it's Hashem. So I'm not going to be afraid. And the Megillah is telling us that. That Hashem Yitbarach, He is the one that is hiding Himself from us. Because if you look at the politics, if you look at the condition of Am Yisrael in that generation, in their condition, where they were holding, what they were doing, it was a mess, it was a problem. They were inside the nations, they were in the heart of a huge, huge, huge fight inside the inner, like politics, the power on control between the government, and they decided over there to take it all out on our nation, on Am Yisrael, all of the anger, and to kill them all, women and children, in one day, to kill them all. And how can you escape from a decree like that? Even the decree in Egypt was not as hard as the decree in the days of Ahasuerus. In Egypt, we were slaves, but at least we could live. And then they decided to kill, so they killed the babies, they killed the boys, there were a lot of options for us still over there, even though that we suffered a lot, to escape. But a decree like that, that in one day, all of the Jews going to be gathered to one, even in the Holocaust, it took years to kill the 6 million Jews that had been killed. Hashem Yikom Damam. It took years. What that Haman planned was to do the same as happened in the Holocaust in one day. Just in one day. Like to kill them all in one day. It's like it's impossible. That's what he wanted. So the situation that we were dealing with was so hard, was so painful, was so stressful, was so frightening, that you would understand why people gave up. And against all of that darkness, standing one person that his name is Mordechai, and he is not giving up, and he's giving advice to Esther HaMalkah, and sending her, and teaching her, and she is one of his people, she is one of his students, she is following his advice, and she is going and risking herself, and going into the palace of Ahasuerus, and she's ready, and she's doing things, and talking to people, and all of the time there is one person. And the Megillah is coming to teach you about yourself. That even in those situations that you're confronting your own fears, that you don't know what to do with yourself, that you feel like you're standing alone against all of the world, you're not allowed to surrender, to bow to those idols, to those foreign faiths. You must believe in yourself and you must be who that you are. And even if you're not able to keep all Torah mitzvot, we're not saying that Mordechai was not keeping all Torah mitzvot, we're saying that the main importance of Mordechai was that he was a believer, that he was following Hashem, that he was not bowing and not accepting on himself no idols, not bowing, Mordechai lo ichrav ve lo ishtachave to Haman HaRasha. He's not taking no one else except of Hashem Yitbarach to lead him in his life. And we need to find that inner connection inside of ourselves. The only way to do something like that is when you go with your own truth. If I'm now going to tell you what the truth is, you won't be able to follow that forever. Because you have your own things in life. You have your own emotions, you have your own issues, you have your own problems. Even if my advice to you now is going to be so powerful, after 2 weeks that you walked with that advice, life will be too hard on you to follow only my advice. Even if you saw miracles from that advice, you must find your own inner connection that will give you the energy, the gas, the fuel to keep on walking and achieving the truth. No inspiring lecture that will be the strongest one of them all will bring you to that point that you can walk forever on one class, based on one meal to walk for 40 years in the desert. We don't have that power. This is why you need to refresh, to renew your battery all of the time, based on your truth, on your understanding. Not based on what the rabbi said. Not based on what it's written in the Torah. That's how you're going to remind yourself who you are. Who are you? What you're supposed to do? What are your dreams? What you want to achieve? Where you want to grow? To become what? What are your holy desires? And with that you need to go. Because even if I'm going to tell you now, hey guys, we must learn Torah. Hey guys, we must make do Aliyah, go to Israel. Everything you're going to say, yeah, I like it. I want to learn. I want to go. I understand you, what you say. But it's not going to happen so fast. Why? Because you have other things. I also must make a living. I also must finish school. I also must have some those meetings. Like my business is in the middle of it. Like, life are powerful. So what do you need to do? You need to take those advice of truth, those diamonds that you find along the way, and to bring them into your life. And to live life of faith, life of inspiration, life of communication with the Creator, life of trust in Hashem, life that you will discuss your life with Hashem all of the time, life that you will have Hashem Yitbarach as a partner with you in your life, and you will bring Him into your thoughts. You're going to brainstorm your problems with Hashem. You're going to go and consult with Hashem. You're going to bring Hashem Yitbarach into your life to be your best friend, and then you're always going to find answers. If for you Hashem Yitbarach will be that thing that I'm thinking about when I'm learning Torah, it's not enough. Because how many hours you can learn Torah a day? If for you Hashem Yitbarach is hidden only inside Torah and Mitzvot, if for you Hashem Yitbarach is only in the mikveh, only in the tefillin, only in the Shabbat, only in the kashrut, when you eat kosher, if that's Hashem Yitbarach for you, from your point of view, that's Hashem, so when you're going to find yourself working, so Hashem is not there, because you're not learning. And when you need to go and make shoppings, so you're going to find yourself without Hashem, because Hashem Yitbarach for sure is not going with you to the grocery store. But it's only because of your way of thinking. If you're going to take Hashem Yitbarach with you, even if you're going to go to the valley of shadows of death, and you're not going to be afraid because Hashem is with you. It depends on your faith. If you will decide to take Hashem with you while you're driving and not to distract your thoughts, so you will have Hashem Yitbarach while you're driving, while you're eating, while you're sleeping. Rabbi Nachman of Breslev was praising, telling people on himself that while he is asleep, he is serving Hashem Yitbarach, and he told them, today I went to sleep with that thought and I was achieving certain things. And he was explaining how he was working in his mind while he was asleep. While we were snoring, he was working hard. This is why he made so many students. Because he never went to sleep like us. Oh, want to disappear, want to forget about the world, that's it. To go, to hide under the blankets, to forget from the world. No. He went to go with Hashem. He went to think about Hashem. He went to reunite his soul with Hashem Yitbarach. He was thinking about Hashem. He said, Kiryat Shema, like that. He went to the world to come when he was asleep. He wasn't going down to hell. He went up to heaven. He was inspired. He found things while he was asleep. He had holy dreams. And then he woke up early and fresh and new and powerful with holy desire to succeed, to do more. It's in our hands to decide how we want to run our life. How we want to deal with our life situations. It's in our hands. It's not a theory. You need to take the wisdom of the Torah and to take it into your life. If you heard something inspiring, if you heard some conclusion that you felt like, wow, that's it makes sense. It gives me logic. It gives me hope. You need to take that and to practice that, to bring it into your life, to live through those advice. That's what it means that you're a man of faith, that you're a person, that you're a believer. That you take Hashem Yitbarach with you. Even if you're not able to learn, you know that Hashem is with you. Even if you're far from Shabbat, even if you're far from mitzvot, even if you're far from finding true happiness, you still know that Hashem Yitbarach is with you. That is the power that is revealing the light out of the darkness. This is the thing that gives the power to a nation that can find itself in a crisis, in a very hard time, to wake up. The power of one person that is not surrendering. That's the power of faith. That's the power that lives inside of every one of us. It's the power of that Jew, that holy soul that you have inside of you, that is refusing to surrender to the darkness, to the confusions, to the idols, to honor and to fortune and to all kinds of fears and stress. That you say, against all fears, against all difficulties, I'm not going to drop my truth. I'm going to be who that I am. No matter how much I'm going to lose, no matter what I'm going to lose, I'm going to keep my honesty, my truth with me. To find your truth is not a hard thing. You must understand that. To find your truth, it's just to be loyal to yourself and not to give up to your fears, because you know exactly what is good for you and you know exactly what is the purpose of your life. You know what you desire. You just don't appreciate yourself enough to go with that all the way. So every time that someone tells you, no, but maybe you need to change your opinion, but listen to this, but listen to that, so you immediately open your ears. Don't open. Go with your truth all the way. It doesn't mean that you're not going to learn from people. I'm not saying don't drop your nonsense. I say don't drop your truth. Your truth don't drop. You need to open your heart to listen, your ears to listen, to an advice from a wise person, from an advice from a person with a lot of life experience. For sure you need to open yourself to listen, to learn from every person, but to learn things that you feel that are really connected to you. A few days ago I spoke with a person that told me that he heard a lecture from a very famous rabbi, and he said, that rabbi is using concepts of truth. He's saying verses, and he's using very inspiring verses, and likes very interesting lectures. He said, but I don't know why. But when I heard that person, I felt like, that's it, I'm going to die. That rabbi is teaching and giving amazing verses, but he's bringing fears and stress to the class. And the students go out from the class with fears. They don't know. They feel lost. Like I'm doing something wrong. I must fix myself. I need to do tikkunim. I must go do this. I must go do that. I'm sinning. I'm a sinner. I'm evil. I'm violating. I'm breaking. That's not a way that will give life to the students to continue. Like I told you before, even if I'm now going to teach the strongest, most powerful lecture, life will have too much effect, too much power on you to tilt you from my advice. Even if I'll say only what that Moshe, I'm going to read to you from Bereshit. I'm going to read from you to you from the Chumash. It's going to be the best. I'm going to tell you Zohar HaKadosh. I'm going to explain to you what that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, what the Ari HaKadosh said. The best of the best. I'll tell you, life will be too strong for you to handle and just to keep on following my advice. Life got the power of gravity to pull you, to confuse you, to make you doubt, to make you scared, to make you think too much, to make you question. So the real advice that a real mentor, a real teacher can give you is to have your own individual relationship with the Creator. That He's the one that is walking with you day and night. Day and night. I can love you always, but I'm not always going to be there with you for you. I cannot. I'm also a human being. I'm limited. But Hashem is beyond this world. Hashem is really with you every second of your life. So I rather to give you that advice, to give you that wisdom, how to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach in every situation and drop me. I rather that you will be connected to Him than you will be connected to me. I rather that you will know that you can call Him in every hour, because if you're going to try to call me and I'm going to surf my new surfboard, I won't be able to answer. There's no WhatsApp in the ocean. Cannot answer in the middle of the sea. You can call me, but I'm windsurfing now. What do you want? I'm climbing the Everest. I cannot answer you. So I must give you an advice that will work for you always. And I will always try to be as much as I can available to you and there for you to give you that advice to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach whenever you need Him. I cannot help you always. Even Mordechai Yehudi, the way that he was able to help our nation was not by answering their questions and solving all of their problems and learning with everyone until they're going to solve all of their doubts and all of their questions. No. He was just showing to all of them, I'm not surrendering. You have someone to follow. To follow me, how to believe in Him. Not now to idolize Mordechai. Haman was idolizing himself. He wanted people to bow to him. Mordechai was against that. Mordechai will never gonna bow to a human being, and he will never gonna make you bow to him. He will never gonna teach you, follow me. He will tell you, follow Hashem. Because only Hashem Yitbarach, He lives His life with you. You live your life only with Him. Only Hashem, only the Creator is with you 24/7, even when you're asleep. Lo yanum ve lo yishan shomer Israel, He never goes to sleep. He's awake. He's protecting you. He's watching over you. He's looking at you. He's listening to you. He cares about you. He feels your sorrow. He wants to help. He cares. He loves. He's got mercy. His love is an unconditional love. It's so inspiring, it's so powerful to think that you have someone that loves you so much like Hashem. And the Creator is so powerful and so strong. It's the biggest mistake not to connect yourself to such a loving Creator. The way to do it, it's only through the tools that He gave you. Again, we're going back to the same place. If you want to connect yourself to Hashem, and you think that your way to connect yourself to Hashem is through learning, is through praying, is through doing things that are in Kedusha, in purity, so what are you going to do when you're going to fall from those levels? If you connect yourself through Shacharit, through Mincha, through Arvit, if you connect yourself to Hashem through charity, if you connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach through learning pages and pages of Torah every day, and today, it's fantastic. Today, it works for you fine. You have 8 hours of learning, you have money, you can give charity. Everything is wonderful. But I'm asking, what's going to happen in that day that you won't be able to learn? You're going to feel disconnected from Hashem. And it's a mistake. If you're going to find yourself not able to go to the mikveh, you're going to find yourself in a mistake. You're going to find yourself thinking, oh, I'm not pure, Hashem cannot be with me. But the verse is saying, Shochen itam betoch tumotam, that Hashem Yitbarach is with you, even the most impure places of your life, even in hell. Hashem, He loves us in unconditional love, so we must fix that mistake to think that our connection to Hashem depends in the greatness of our actions, of our deeds. That's a mistake. I'm not saying not to do. We should do as much as we can. As much as you can do out of your love, your gratitude to the Creator, you must do. But do it out of love, not out of fear to lose Hashem. You're not going to lose Him because He will never going to give up on you. He woke up people from complete darkness. There are stories on how people came back to Judaism out of nowhere. They didn't have no clue about their Judaism. They didn't even thought about it. It never even crossed their minds to think, maybe I'm Jewish. They were not aware to that concept, Judaism. And they found themselves suddenly doing something that changed their life forever. I told that story so many times. A woman that she thought that she was Christian, she went to the Western Wall in a religious Christian tour, missionary tour to Israel. She went to the Western Wall and to the holy places and she started crying. And she cannot stop herself from crying and she don't know what's happening with her. And all of her friends, everyone are, oh yes, it's very exciting here. It's deep, it's whatever. And she can't stop crying. And she cried for hours and hours and hours, cannot relax. She was devastated. She didn't know what to do with her life. All of that trip to Israel was a disaster for her. She came back with her Christian friends back to the U.S. She came to her mother. She started telling her, Mother, please help me to understand myself. I don't know what happened to me. I don't know what's going on with me. Please give me advice. Do you know what happened to me over there? And her mother doesn't know. She can't understand. We don't know. And she felt horrible, deep depression and sorrow, went to speak with her grandmother. Came to her grandmother's house and started telling her on her visit in Israel. And her grandmother became pale. Lost all of her color, doesn't know, like she's not talking, cannot speak. And the daughter, the granddaughter asks her, Granny, what happened? What's the matter? Just tell me, do you have something in your mind that you're worried? She said, no, everything's okay. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Like, what happened? And she's asking and asking and asking. And in the end, that grandmother sat on the sofa and started crying and crying and crying. So immediately the granddaughter called her mother and they're all sitting with the grandmother asking her, what happened, please? And she's refusing to talk after hours of convincing her to open her mouth to talk. The grandmother told them, I was a kid, a girl, in the days of the Holocaust. And all of my family been killed, slaughtered in front of my eyes. And a certain family hidden her for a certain time. And she was the only survivor from all of her family. And she made an oath that she will never going to tell no one that she was Jewish. So she hid herself as Christian. Because she was terrified to be killed based on her Judaism. Now she is Jewish. And her daughter is Jewish. And her granddaughter is Jewish. And everyone are Jewish. And that's it. And how the granddaughter realized that she's a Jew and all of the Judaism came back to the family life because Hashem decided to break her heart in the Western world against all logic, against all understanding. She was Christian, she was missionary, she went to Israel to visit the holy places that for Christianity based on her foreign faith. And she found out that she's Jewish. And how did we find out that we're Jewish? Everyone, Hashem touched him in a different way. One Hashem woke him up from a divorce crisis. One Hashem woke him up out of a financial crisis. One Hashem Yitbarach woke him up. Suddenly he tasted the taste of Shabbat in some Jewish house of Chabad in Nicaragua, in Timbuktu, somewhere in the mountains. And Hashem touched his heart. And then you woke up and that's it. And from that day and on, you're not going to be the same person. Based on what? On the truth that you felt. Your truth, not my faith, not my truth. That secular person that started his tshuva process, he was very far from my faith when he met Hashem in his life. When I started my tshuva 16, 17 years ago, I was very far from where that I am today. But the truth is that the same person that started my tshuva 16, 17 years ago is standing now with you. Right here, right now. Only because that I was searching for the truth and I haven't stopped searching for it until today. And I'm finding more about myself, more about Hashem, more about my people, more about the Torah every day. Because my search is not over yet. And you must follow your own task, your own essence for life, your mission, your purpose. You must go and find yourself, your true self, and not to give up on that. And even not to religion, even not to Judaism, even not to become Haredi, to become even a Breslover, to become whatever you want. Don't give up on who that you are to no system. You must keep your own path, your own unique light, even inside the religious world, even inside the Hasidic world, even inside the world of Tshuva. God made you unique and different, and you must keep that power shine, awake. You see little religious kids, you try to shake their hands to tell them Shalom Aleichem, they're not able to answer you, they're not able to communicate, they're too shy, like shadows, they're not there. Who are you? What's your name? You need to know who you are. What are you doing? You need to have a purpose. Okay, and how you spend your time? You need to have an answer. Even if you jog, even if you play sports, even if you run, even if you work all day long, you need to feel complete with yourself, with what that you're doing. I'm a working person. That's what I'm doing. I don't have time to learn. So what? If that's who that you are, and really you thought about it, you decided to work, you're a plumber, you're working in plumbing, that's what you do from sunrise till sunset and sometimes till midnight. And it's only because that you cannot cover your rent and your expenses, and that's your life, and you for sure would change it, but you don't know how to. So why won't you be proud that at least you make enough money, and that at least you're supporting your family with dignity, they can be proud of their father. Why you need to feel bad with yourself on being who that you are when you are trying to be the best that you can be? Only because that you're not talking to yourself enough. But if you will think with yourself on the purpose, on who that you are, and what that you're doing, and the decisions that you're taking, you can be very proud of yourself. Very proud of yourself. On being exactly who that you are. You're going to find out who you are. And then you will be happy. You'll find true happiness. You're going to come back to be called a Jew. You're not going to worship idols. You're going to live your life with Hashem. You're going to be close to Hashem. You're going to have faith in your life. You're going to have faith in Hashem. The way to do that is through simple conversations between you to yourself, between you to Hashem. Talks and talks and talks and talks and talks into the night, before you go to sleep, when you wake up in the morning, while you're driving, when you have 5 minutes to think. Over there, talk to Hashem. You're afraid, you don't know what to do. Hashem, I'm afraid, I don't know what to do. You're hungry? Hashem, I want to eat. A friend of mine told me he was lost, he was hungry, he was in a goyish area, there was nothing kosher over there, and he was hungry. He said to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem, I want to eat kosher food. And he went to a regular store, suddenly he sees kosher sandwiches. And he took one. And Hashem Yitbarach shined to him, he sent a beam of light. Where in the world you can find a kosher sandwich in a goyish area? Why that you're going to find it? Because you asked it. Because you wanted it. So Hashem gave it to you. If you really want certain things, you will receive them. If you will just gonna ask to receive them from Hashem. If you will just gonna want, it can be even enough. Terem tikra'u v'ani ene. Even before you're gonna call me, I'm gonna answer you. Hashem is saying, not dror kasuto. I cannot answer you before you call. You should hope I'm going to answer when you call. Hashem is going to answer you before you call. Hashem, He is God of truth. He is beyond this world. He is spiritual, unlimited. This is why He is with you in every moment of your life. The way to attach ourselves to Him is through faith, just to believe, and to talk to Him as much as you can. May the light of Purim and the light of all of the righteous people will shine upon us to wake us up, to connect us to our real inner being, to the true purpose of our life, to follow Hashem with faith, with trust, with happiness, with joy, that we will learn that the one that accepts our prayers, He wants to answer all of our prayers and requests, so that we will go with confidence and with a smile to pray, knowing for sure that our prayers are important and will be answered. I bless you all that in this month of Adar, like that it's written on the day of Purim, Kol ha-poshet yad notnim lo, that everyone that opens his hands and pray, they'll answer his prayers. They're going to give him what that he will ask. That you will believe in yourself to go and to pray. And especially in the day of Purim, is a very unique day of prayers. Go and pray. Count on the loving kindness of Hashem Yitbarach and ask for all of your needs. And you will see salvations and redemptions. Bargalau v'zman kariv v'nomar. Amen. Thank you very much. Chazak uvaruch. In this world, in this period of time, we have a mission. What's the mission? The mission is only not to forget the Creator, to remember that it's all He, never to fall in the trap of all of those coverings, of all of those husks.